What's up, guys? Welcome back to We Have Cool Friends. I am Tim Geddes, and joining me for the first time on this show, Chloe Naylor.
You got it.
See, most people don't know your last name. I feel like it's a big secret because you're one of those people that are known by your Twitter handle.
Right.
The world renowned Echo Chloe on Twitter.
Exactly. And with my Twitter bio, I don't want to put my last name in my display name.
Yeah. What is your Twitter bio?
It is the C and the L are silent.
You don't get that? Yeah, think about it. Think about it for just a second. Like I said, this is We Have Cool Friends. Each and every Monday right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can watch live as we interview our cool friends. We're lucky that we have a lot of them, so we're going to keep doing this show. If you don't want to watch live, that's totally cool. You can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. Or if you just want to listen, this show works great as a podcast. Go to your favorite podcast service, search for Kind of Funny, We Have Cool Friends. Please subscribe. Please give us the thumbs up. Please give us the 5 stars. Please give us as many likes as you can. 10 out of 10. All of the good ratings. I don't want anything less than that. Thank you very much. But jokes aside, we appreciate that all quite a lot. And also, if you want to get the show ad-free, guess where you need to go? Patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can also write in for the Friend Zone section where we get questions from you to ask our cool friends. But we will be getting to that later. Chloe.
Yes.
I want to start this off with a question a lot of people have been asking this entire week.
Oh, boy.
Who are you?
Who am I? That is a great question I ask myself in the mirror every day.
Mm-hmm.
I am Chloe Naylor. I am known for making hot memes on Twitter, the General Grievous TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But basically,
your magnum opus.
My magnum opus. That is... I am known for my robot fetishes, I guess.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Your brand, like robots are to you what like hype is to me, what wine is to Gia, what wings are to Greg.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I love it. It makes me laugh so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just it makes other people laugh, and I like the chaotic energy of it.
The real chaotic energy?
Oh,
so
yeah.
On that chart of the chaotic evil and stuff, where do you think you lie?
I'm probably like a chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
I just create chaos just because.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you're there, though. You're there. You're having a good time. And that's something I've noticed this week. Is that so for those of you that are completely unfamiliar, Chloe is here for the Kind of Funny up-and-comer week program thing that we decided we were going to do. Back in January, we did our big Kind of Funny 4.0 Patreon crowdfunding push. And one of the things we were pushing is if we hit a certain amount, we want to bring up and coming creators in the community here for a week to kind of be on different shows, do different things, and kind of see what we're all about and all of that.
Yeah.
Now, originally, it was more on the kind of funny game side of things, where we're like, we had a real dialed in vision of someone's going to come, be on Games Daily, be on Gamescast, do all that, and it's going to be great. It's really going to be more like for their resume building, their career building, all that. But then we're like, why don't we also do one on the kind of funny side that is more just like, just cool people that are fun to hang out with that, you know, would vibe well with us on some of our less game-centered shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the best friends all nominated everybody, and you were the winner on the kind of funny side because you are kind of funny.
I'm kind of funny.
Yeah.
Thank you for making that joke.
And so you've been here, and this entire week you've been hanging out with us, and you've been on a ton of content. I want to run through the week from Monday when you got in to right now, Friday. Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Let's see. Monday, what was that? We did, what was the one thing I recorded that day was the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. I think I got the full kind of funny experience there with even Greg taking his shirt off and all of that. It was an experience.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Like, you don't quite understand the heat when you're on the other side of the camera.
No, you don't. And it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, man, you don't understand the heat under these lights after a while.
Yeah. So, okay, do a quick rundown of what you did, and then we can dive a little deeper into it all. So, Monday, you did the podcast.
Monday was podcast. Tuesday was...
You can even talk about nights as well.
Right. Monday night. When did we watch Bachelor? Was that always Monday night?
Yes, it was Monday night. Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor
baby.
In Paradise.
What's up? That's
oh,
right.
Yeah. We did. We all went to Burgermeister.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
The San Francisco classic.
Of course.
It's located in Daly City. Great. A chain restaurant. You really got the kind of funny experience.
Yeah,
and to be fair, Burgermeister, not a chain in the way that most people would think. It is kind of a California
Burgermeister
thing.
Burgermeister sucks. I'm sorry we didn't go to the Swamp, which is a much better and cooler place.
Is that the shrimp you wanted to get?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The really upsetting thing if this mic is on, Kevin, it maybe, is that we didn't take Chloe to Chipotle once, which is, I feel like,
we
another kind of funny
we
salad.
We haven't been to Chipotle.
That's
in
true.
A while.
We've been taking a sabbatical from the Chipotle.
Dang.
Yeah.
What a shame.
So, okay, so you were on the podcast Monday, and then we did our little company dinner at Burgermeister.
Burgermeister. And then it was Bachelor in Paradise.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, it was.
What happened there?
Oh my God. So it was me and Joey at you and Gia's house, and I am in now. John
Bachelor
Paul
Nation,
Jones,
baby. John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
Never forget.
I'm going to go home and watch it all now.
Hell yes. Yes. So then Tuesday.
Tuesday was, you guys did it in review, and I popped in just to give Kevin some Swedish fish. You're welcome for those.
All right. Yeah. Because
the story of the Swedish fish, by the way, is we don't need to dwell too much on Bachelor in Paradise. You guys get it. I know. But we brought you over to my place to watch it. We went to Safeway first after the dinner to stock up. We got some White Claw.
Yeah, we did.
We got some wine for Gia, obviously. Joey got the biggest bag of gummy bears I've ever fucking seen.
Still at my desk.
And Chloe got some Swedish fish.
I sure did. And they are still at the desk.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I love it. I love it so much. So then, so okay, great. Tuesday, you gave Kevin the Swedish fish.
Just gave him Swedish fish.
Great use of our up-and-comer time.
Yep. Totally. Mm-hmm. And then that was party modes. We recorded Jackbox games.
Hell yeah,
those
we did.
Those were a lot of fun.
We did two, right?
We did Faking It. Yeah. And we did Quiplash.
Cool.
And those were great.
And then Wednesday?
Wednesday was KFAF, which was a time. And I loved it.
All right. The goddamn horn is on our side. Hey, you're being rude.
Really?
He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there in his loud jacket. His jacket's very loud.
Yeah, it's a loud horn, too.
Yeah.
Small car, though. Smart car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now you see what we have to fucking deal with
here. What's a shame.
Nonsense.
Yeah, no. So what was it? Wednesday? Yeah, KFAF. I feel like we recorded something else, too. When did we else?
I'll pull up the calendar.
Okay.
Wednesday. No, I think that's all you guys
did.
That
was it?
That might have been it, yeah.
Greg's comic book show, then PSVR.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I played a little VR for, like, the first time ever.
Oculus Quest, right?
Yes. I played Beat Saber, and that was a blast.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've ever done...
Your first VR ever?
I think it was, like, I played it briefly at PAX, but it was, like, a quick, like, five-minute demo or whatever.
And then dirty and gross. You don't want
to... Yeah.
Unlike the ones we have here.
Hey.
I'm sure they're perfectly sterile.
I hate you.
Super nice and clean. And then, what did we do Wednesday night? What... I went to Greg and Jen's for dinner, and they made these delicious.
Oh, Tuesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, but Tuesday night.
Oh yeah, what did we do Tuesday night? Wait,
you, Gia, and Joey went out.
We did.
Well, for what was supposed to be like a social media career briefing, what'd that turn into, Joey?
I mean, we did do that.
You did?
Okay, cool. We did. So, okay, that's good. Do you feel like you learned something there?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Gia's. Her career is really cool. I like what she does.
She does cool stuff.
She does cool stuff. Yeah. You both do.
How did you feel about it, Joey?
It was good. I probably should have prepped more things about it, but it was a lot. Kinda
funny. But then you went to the Korean spot that Greg's always talking about
really
now.
Really good.
Yes,
oh
it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Damn.
Loved
good place.
It.
And then, spicy. And then we met up with you.
Yeah, and we met
then
up
then
with
we
you.
Out. That was a lot of fun.
That
we
was
gossiped
great.
A lot.
Got a lot of gossip.
No Tim, one, you also no went to the Korean place.
Nah.
Oma?
Mm-mm.
No, he wasn't with us.
No. Week, last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
Yeah.
Then Thursday?
Thursday. That was Internet Explorers.
Yeah, it was.
Hell yeah.
We explored the internet together. It was
we
great.
We did. That was... super fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I loved it. Yeah. That might have been my favorite thing we did with you this week, personally, because we had to have fun together.
Right.
That was cool. And then I guess we did Game Sense. And then you and Andy streamed.
And we did.
How'd the streaming go?
That was a lot of fun. We streamed Overwatch for like 3 hours or something, and we had a great time. Talked to the chat a lot. We ordered pizza and like a bunch of appetizers. It was a blast.
Was Kevin there?
Kevin was there,
makes
and we
sense.
Were on a losing streak.
It all adds up.
Until Kevin left, and then we were just winning every single game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he leave with the appetizers?
Nope. We stole them. I think you stole some of my Swedish fish, though.
No. Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
And today's Friday.
And today is Friday.
What'd you do today?
What did I do today? We did screencast today.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about movies and stuff.
So that was a fun thing where we had a moment in the back room. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that don't know, the back room is like the back office room is me, Nick, and Greg. Mm-hmm. And it was a weird moment where It's a very rare moment. It's only happened a handful of times. But all three of us were back there like, there's a show being recorded that we have nothing to do with.
Nice.
And it's just things as normal going on. Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Kind of funny's turned into a thing.
A thing.
A real thing. It so is. Thank you for helping be a part of that.
Of course. I have had the best time.
And now here we are now.
And here we are now.
Wow.
We have
recording
cool
this. We have cool friends. This is going to go live in a couple weeks. We wanted to give it a little bit of time. We wanted to, you know, extend the Chloe love out for as long as possible.
Yes.
On the different content. And you're about to fly out, go home to
Chicago.
In a couple hours.
In a couple hours.
It's gonna be weird not having you here anymore.
It's gonna be weird not being here.
Joey's gonna get her desk back because you've been sitting there. Because once again, at the studio, we don't have much room at all. So Joey had to go sit next to the garbage cans for a week.
Sorry, Joey.
Get over here, Joey. Why are you kind of hot and cold in here?
Lunch is being delivered right now.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to do that. Okay. Yeah. But then I just started, I hated sitting by the trash can. So then I just started stealing everybody else's desk. And Greg was playing DCUO standing behind me as I was working.
You're not sitting by the trash can. You're in a whole little separate area.
It's literally right next to the trash can.
It's kind of right next to it, though.
All right, guys.
All right.
Sorry.
So, okay. So you did all of this.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Was it worth it?
I absolutely think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Otherwise, I would just be at home. Going to work and back.
What is work? Routine. What do you do back
there? I work at my uncle's marketing company. Business to business stuff.
B2B.
B2B.
As they say in the biz.
In the biz.
Yeah.
Biz to biz. And I just do like all like the emailing clients. I invoice things. I ship out products to the clients.
Do you like that?
It pays. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
But,
cool.
You know.
Do you have interest in doing kind of what you've been doing here the last couple of days?
100%.
So you currently, you don't have a YouTube channel. You don't have a podcast. You don't have anything like that.
No.
What would be your content claim to fame?
I would probably go to Twitch.
Yeah?
Which is, I have kind of been streaming on and off. I've been dabbling, you know. But I think I want to lean more into that.
Okay. And what would you do there?
I've been having a lot of fun streaming Star Wars Battlefront 2.
I wonder why. Yeah. So we're going to jump around a lot here, but let's just dive right into it. The robots, kind of your brand, kind of your thing.
Yeah.
So how much of that is real? And then how much of that was, well, now I'm kind of known for this, so I'm going to double down.
I definitely exaggerate a lot of it.
Okay.
I do, like, some of my favorite characters are robots. People think that's weird. Oh, that's weird. Like, well, you know what? I'm going to double down on that.
Yeah.
You think liking General Grievous is weird? I love him.
Yeah.
I love
Solid
him.
Solid strategy. So who are a couple of the robots that you legitimately like as characters?
General Grievous, obviously, is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I just feel like he has such a small role, but go ahead.
Sorry. He's great. Starscream, any Transformers
sense.
Continuity, I love him.
Yeah,
he's
that's fantastic. So true. What would be your favorite Starscream? Because there is only one answer.
Is there only one answer?
Yeah, give it to me, though.
I really like Transformers Prime Starscream.
That's the fucking answer.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hell yeah.
God, yes. Transformers Prime. Super
so
underrated.
Really
watch
is.
That shit. I think it's on Netflix.
I think they might have.
Took it off? It was on it at some point.
It was, yeah. There's a few episodes, I think. At least the first season is there.
Okay. Because Transformers Prime is legitimately a great
so
show.
Oh, good.
I do not like how it ended. Mm-mm. It got a little weird with the Beast Morphers bullshit.
It did a little bit. Ended with like that Beast movie.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck happened?
I
felt
know.
Like their funding kind of like just went away, and they're like, I guess we're done now.
Throw Beast in it, and then we're done. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Nolan North is a voice in Transformers Prime. He's Jazz, if I remember correctly. Or
there's no Jack.
Blue Streak.
Smokescreen.
There you
yes.
go. There you fucking go.
I
see,
got
teamwork,
you.
Dream work.
Hell yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
So, okay, yeah, Starscream, great character.
Oh,
always
yeah.
fantastic.
Totally. Who else? I like basically all of the Decepticons.
Okay.
Big villain fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This seems to be a running theme
I think
here.
That's a theme here.
I'm liking it.
Totally.
So, okay, so we had you here at Kinda Funny. Do you feel like you learned anything?
I learned how to be on camera.
Yeah?
I think, like, properly.
I think that you, I mean, to give you a compliment, you definitely hold your own.
Okay.
You know, you're here with us, and it's like, it's very difficult to be thrust into this type of situation, especially your first thing you did with us was
the podcast,
which is chaos. You know
totally.
What I mean? We got four guys that have talked for it feels like a lifetime together,
right?
Just back and forth. There's chemistry, Kevin off camera, like there is just like a vibe.
Yeah,
and you totally fit in there. Was that intimidating for you
at first? But then, like, I've known you guys for a while, I think now, and like just being in person, it just kind of I think it flowed well.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like super awkward at all. Sure, you get like the nerves like going into a podcast. I'm like, okay, am I? What if I like forget what I'm gonna say, or like I just go blank and then there's like silence on the podcast because you don't want dead air.
Yeah, and you didn't breathe, and there won't be dead air when we're all involved. But no, you did great. I thought that across all the different content that you did great, and kind of got to bring your own kind of personal flavor of humor and chaos, neutral chaos, into our lives. So that's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
But yeah, so what, I guess let's start here. What's your history with us?
Let's see. I first met you guys at Let's Play Live Chicago.
I mean, let's even go back before that. Like,
okay.
Why would you even have met us?
I was a Rooster Teeth fan for a long time.
Meaning?
Like, Achievement Hunter. I watched Red vs. Blue, Ruby. All
right.
All that. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Red vs. Blue, seasons 11 through 13 are the best, in my opinion.
Whoa.
I really like those.
Whoa.
I mean, hey, I the Chorus Trilogy, fantastic.
So good.
But are you kidding me? The Freelancer Saga.
You're right.
I'm 8 to 10 is true. Where it's really at. Woo! But I do think that 11 to 13 has a bit more of a, it's better paced and there's less filler.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like 8 and 9 especially had a lot of filler going on with all the Epsilon memory unit shit.
Exactly. But there wasn't, like, straight Freelancer stuff, but it's still good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Chorus Trilogy is still my favorite.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. And then...
Good for you.
Yeah. Let's see. How did I find you guys? I think I found you guys because I was friends with Andy when he still worked at Rooster Teeth. And then when he, like, you know, drove across the country to be here, I'm like, okay, I'm going to start watching these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You guys are kind of funny, and I loved it.
There you go. We nailed it.
Yeah.
It's in the mission statement. So then, you were a fan of Rooster Teeth. You kind of started listening to us there. What did you listen to?
A lot of their podcasts, like Rooster Teeth podcast.
No, sorry, for us.
Oh, like, for you guys.
Yeah. Like, what side did you lean on in terms of the content?
Mostly the morning show.
Okay.
And then Games Daily, I haven't really watched. Mm-hmm. I kind of still don't, but.
Yeah.
Sucks. Right.
Well, so like, it seems like games news stuff is not necessarily.
It's not my thing. I dabble in video games, but I'm not like a huge gamer, super into the news and all that. But.
Yeah.
But like the morning show stuff where we talk about like movies and shows and other things. That's where I'm
more
strong.
Yeah. So then we did meet in Chicago.
Yeah.
Your hometown?
Hometown.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Born and raised Chicago.
I was actually born in Minnesota.
Born in Minnesota. Not born and raised, but raised.
Raised.
Yeah. So how far is that from, how far do you live from where Greg grew up?
Where did Greg grow up?
That was Glen Ellen. Illinois.
I think that's about an hour away from me.
Mm.
I don't know which direction, but it's a drive.
Yeah, for the way that it's a cursed place.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we met at Portillo's.
We did.
And that was the same day that we met Nick Scarpino, the like marketing manager.
Yeah,
the real Nick Scarpino.
Real
Mark Scarpino. No underscore.
No. Nope.
At Portillo's, which was a lot of fun. We got to do a meet and greet there before Let's Play Live Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What was that experience like for you?
That was, oh my gosh, that was a lot of fun. I went with like a friend that's like not super into Rooster Teeth, but like she's like, I'm there to support you. And she like sat at the table, I was meeting you guys, and she's like, I don't know what's going on. That guy with the beard is pointing at us. It was Nick. It was Nick. We don't know why. He's probably figuring out if we were part of the group or not.
Yeah, definitely. How old are you now?
I'm 21.
Okay, let's not think about how long ago Chicago was. But anyways, so was that your first meet and greet with internet people?
What was that? That was 2016. I had done RTX 2015 the year before, so I think I did meet and greets there.
Cool.
But that was, I think it was the first like meet and greet that wasn't like line up in
walk
the convention center. Yeah, exactly. It was kind of like the casual. I'm like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I like the vibe.
Kind of funny way.
Hell yeah.
That's how we do things. So then you've been kind of a fan since. You've been a great best friend since. I saw you in London for RTX. Was that last year?
That was last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was
a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was. Because I remember you saying like, oh, wait, I can understand you.
I was so shocked. So I spent like the week in London and everyone from like all over Europe came to RTX London.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like at least 15 different accents at once talking, and they all understood each other and I couldn't understand any of them, and they thought that was hilarious. So everyone was ganging up and bullying me.
Uh-huh.
And I felt very, very scared and alone. And then all of a sudden I saw you and you started talking. I'm like, I can understand you.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And you're like, you know me. And I'm like, huh? And I was like, it was like one of those Saw moments where the theme song started playing and everything went back. I'm like, Oh my God, Chicago. Yes. Yeah. Did not expect you to see you over there. Like, nope. Broke my brain.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I was like the one American there.
Yeah.
Hanging out with like all of my like European friends, the chicken squad, and I'm the one American in the group. And
so you can't just drop something like the chicken. What is the chicken squad?
The chicken squad is me and a group of my friends that live in Europe. So I'm like in the UK, Estonia, Sweden, the Netherlands, all over the place, Australia. And we all just kind of met through the Rooster Teeth community. And magic happened. We all became best friends. We have a group chat. It's ridiculous and chicken crazy. Mm-hmm. Pure chaos.
Yeah, so like, there's definitely a lot of chaos there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever met a group of people that are that insane.
Yeah.
And insanely positive. Right. Like, it's just so much positivity. I love those guys. Shout out to all of you, Chicken Squad. I know they're all listening
they
to this.
They absolutely will. They have been so supportive of me this week, and it makes me really happy.
We'll see you guys in London for sure, those of you that will be there. But will you be there?
I will also be there.
That's insane. In London.
Yeah.
I love that you're going to London just for our meet and greet and to hang out with them.
Pretty much.
But that's the power of the community, right?
Exactly.
Like that you met these people through the internet.
Yep.
And you know, you've been to multiple events, you've hung out with us.
Yep.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like having this experience this week, doing the different meet and greets, hanging out with them, wanting to go use a meet and greet that we're throwing as an excuse to fly across the world to hang out with other people. What type of story does that tell for you?
That I'm crazy and I will do anything.
Yeah.
Like how last year I did a one-day trip to RTX.
Why not?
Just because I didn't want to miss out on anything.
Yeah.
I wanted to see some of my friends. One day. I decided the day before. I'm like, you know what? I'm off of work tomorrow. I want to go to RTX. I want to see some people. And I did. I flew in early that morning. Got there at like 11 a.m., I think.
Mm-hmm.
Left at like 5 p.m. Was home by like 2 a.m. I was up
for
like...
Did you drive, did you say?
I drove myself to the airport, yeah.
Oh, to the airport.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't drive in a day.
I have no idea how far.
It's like a 16-hour drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, that's I wasn't doing that in a day.
That's definitely not worth it. No. But do you think that the best friend thing is real?
Oh, 100%. Like, I've seen all the comments on, like, YouTube and Reddit, on Twitter. Everyone is just so overwhelmingly positive, and it makes me really happy, and I feel, like, really accepted.
I think that's kind of the best thing that I've seen is everybody... It's just been sheer love for you this last week over all the content that you've been on. And what I like, too, is I was alluding to this earlier, that there's a lot of stuff that people aren't going to see for a while. Like, the party modes are going to go out later. Or, like, you know, we did things live. But, like, as they go off Patreon and become public and as they all go out, like, I've been seeing nothing but real positivity towards you. And it's just cool to see. Like, this, to me, was, like, why we wanted to do the up-and-comer thing. Is to expose people to new awesome people that, you know, could be potentially doing this. Like, you want to start a Twitch channel. You want to start doing all that. Like, that could turn into something that one day you don't need to do business-to-business marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Leave that all behind and just go straight into content creation.
Gotta love it.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
So, you've been in this... studio for 5 days.
I have.
Which is a long time. Very few people have that type of understanding of the inner workings of this. What has that been like to you as somebody that we've seen your name in the chat? Like, you watch live most of the time on the like Patreon like podcast, right? Like for a game or kind of funny podcast. Like you're always in there, like in the chat gang.
Yeah.
What is what you expected it to be and what's different?
You know what? One thing I think a lot of people have maybe guessed is that it is very small in here.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have, I guess I kind of thought, but like when my sister noticed that the stairs on KFAF were, this was a screen, it broke her brain.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, there's not enough stairs. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, they changed the panels on this too. She's like, no, I'm like, I'm sorry. It's not real. The internet's a fake place.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, it is pretty chaotic here, but it's also very quiet at times when everyone's, like, doing their own thing, editing thumbnails or editing whatever's going up that day.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking phone calls in, like, that closet in the back.
A lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun. But, yeah, it's really quiet, but I like the vibe. It's casual. Everyone's cool with each other.
Yeah.
And it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a word for it. You guys are cute.
We did it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh man, that's so funny. But so what how much time do you get to really spend with everybody?
I think I spent a decent amount of time with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we went out to dinner, we've gotten lunch, streamed with Andy.
Was anybody different than they seem to be on camera?
I just think that you guys just play it up, but mm-hmm. for the most part, you're pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like you're just turning it all the way up to 100%.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got a lot of questions like, is Kevin really annoying in person? I'm like, no, he definitely plays it up, but Kevin, you're great.
Thanks. You get the feeling there's a little bit more to that. You're great.
You're great.
I'm gonna go have a Swedish fish.
Yeah.
Don't touch my Swedish fish. My snack for the plane.
Oh, plane snacks.
Plane
you really,
snacks.
You really gotta love it.
Oh yeah.
So, KFAF.
Yes.
You did the robot challenge and all that stuff. How was being on that couch with Andy and Nick?
Oh my God, it was an experience. It was interesting.
Is KFAF your favorite?
I think
kind of funny show.
I think it's my favorite. KFA for streamies. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
No, that's the one I always usually, if I have to miss a show, I'm like, I don't want plans on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Afternoon, I want to catch KFAF. It's my favorite. Yeah,
it's real good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are the great dudes doing great stuff. KFAF for streamies. They have no chance. I want to believe.
I want to believe so bad.
Prove me wrong, everybody. Come on, you have one job.
Let's do it. We can make it happen.
So you're going back to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And who are you going to tell about this?
I'm going to tell my family. I still live with my dad and my little siblings. They've been, like, my sister's been in the Twitch chat, I think, this week watching. Yeah. My little 12-year-old sister, Kaylee, hi.
That's, oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's, man, she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mom has catched some of the shows.
God, I'm so sorry.
I think they have somewhat of an idea since I've been a fan of like Rooster Teeth. They kind of
get it.
They don't really understand, but they kind of get it.
No one does.
No.
That never changes.
No.
No matter what.
I got like one of my friends away at college and I'd like send her the links to the podcast. I'm like, oh, this was what I was on. She's like, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, thank you. I know you don't understand, but thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's, oh my God. Yeah, I'm just going to be talking about that all next week. I'm like, oh my God, and we did this and this. I'm gonna just remember things that we did, and they're gonna just kind of like smile and nod, like, yeah,
yeah,
you had fun.
So back when, I mean, it's still true to this day, but back when I was first kind of starting doing like cool things like this, like when I first went to E3, when I first was getting my internship and doing new stuff at IGN and stuff, like,
mm-hmm.
I would leave and be freaking out and just need to tell people, and I would like call Kevin constantly,
yeah,
and be like, dude, I'm at E3, this is what's happening, or like, oh dude, at IGN today, like the Daily Fix, blah blah blah, like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of my other friends I would call. This week, have you had that moment at all?
Absolutely. Like every minute, every waking second, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell like all my friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta tell like the Chicken Squad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing this today. They're all in the chat. I'm like, oh my God, yes, Chloe. I'm like, I'm doing this. And, oh, it's so just a lot.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting, and it's, oh man, I really love it.
So have you, we saw you at Let's Play Chicago,
yep,
RTX London, you've
mm-hmm.
been to RTX.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to other conventions?
I went to PAX East earlier this year, and I'll be at PAX West in like a couple weeks,
Holy
actually.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You're a little globetrotter.
Oh
now.
Yeah. That's traveling cool. while I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So our other up-and-comer, Blessing, is going to be coming next month, I think it is. And I'm very, very excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
I also love that in the last couple months we've been kind of creating this new class of kind of funny kind of family,
yeah,
right? And by having choosing Blessing, and then having Belinda come on to do a lot of the interview stuff and like Games Daily every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
like I love kind of seeing the three of you in particular interact on Twitter and kind of like form a friendship.
Yeah.
What's that been like for you?
It's been great because I've met so many people through, you know, the community. Like, I met people at, like, the most recent PSX is where I met most of them, like Blessing. I've just met Belinda this week for the first time. We've done podcasts together, but oh my God, I love her so much.
She's so great.
We had a bonding moment over One Direction. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a lot. But
that's the thing, is she likes hard.
Yeah.
And like that's something I appreciate about Belinda a lot,
yeah,
is that like she has her interest and she really, really loves them. And
totally.
It's like, that's the way you gotta live your life.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? So you and Starscream, you love him as hard as you possibly can.
And I will.
Yeah, yeah. So Blessing, though, I bring him up because you said you're going to PAX, which is in Seattle.
Yeah.
He's from Seattle.
He's from there.
Are you guys planning to hang out at all?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm going to go catch the OKP's panel that they're putting on. Yeah.
And again, how cool is that?
That's amazing. I'm so proud of them.
Blessing, our next up-and-comer, been doing a lot of the podcast stuff. And we also wanted to choose two people that had different levels of experience. Like you being somebody that hasn't really done content before. Mm-hmm. And Blessing, somebody that's really been working at it the last couple of years.
Right.
I remember seeing him in the Facebook group, like just a best friend talking. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm going to start doing some stuff and then start doing podcasts. And I started listening to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was on one of his podcasts and seeing like OK Beast now have a panel at PAX.
Yeah. And
like, that's unreal.
Crazy, right?
Isn't that cool, Kevin?
Yeah.
So that's super, super cool. And like, I like seeing this camaraderie between all you guys be like, mm-hmm. like, so you, again, as somebody that hasn't really done content, you're now on podcast and now you have at least five videos to be able to be like, oh, I've done all this.
True, yeah.
But like you, Belinda, and Blessing, among other people, have done podcasts together now.
Yeah.
Like you guesting on his stuff. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really amazing. And it's a learning experience for me, but I like it. I think mm-hmm. I like being on content and it's just hanging out with friends.
That's it. Right.
And I love it.
Yeah. So from the tech side of things, like when you do those the podcasts with them, like, is that difficult for you? Or do you kind of like have your head wrapped around the mics and the cameras? And the
I know.
And
yeah. Because I had gotten a mic for like streaming before. So I've got that. And it's like basically you just record Audacity and then we talk on like Discord or Google or Hangouts or whatever.
Kevin, I just love that we're in a world where this 21-year-old girl can figure out Audacity and all this shit and fucking like making podcasts across the internet. Like,
I remember like 4 years ago when we started when I started working with you guys and it was like, all right, do this in Audacity. And I was like, fuck. It was so much harder than I wanted it to be.
Yeah, it's just a great thing. Like, I think that we're in like the best time, man. Mm-hmm. The best timeline where it's like the technology's there and it's like cheap enough or free enough in a lot of cases where it's like you can just do it.
You can just do that.
So are you inspired at all to do a podcast?
I am. I just don't know what I would do. It would just be like a robot podcast, probably. It's gotta be, right? Oh, man. But yeah, I kind of learned all of that because I don't know. I think it happened because of Transformers that I started like video editing. Mm-hmm. I learned on Sony Vegas, I think. And now I do.
Sony Vegas. Yeah. Get another one. That's where I started. Bad call, guys. Don't use Vegas. Use Adobe Premiere.
Yeah. What? Now I know Premiere and After Effects.
Why
and all
did you
that,
start in Vegas? Was it school or?
No, it was just like my friend had a copy and she was like, here you go. And I'm like, okay. And that's how I learned.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you know, so that we're going all over with this, but I think we're getting somewhere really, really interesting where jokes aside, like the reason that I first was like, we need to pay attention to Chloe in the content realm was that Grievous video.
Yeah.
Where it's like, which is just a TikTok.
It's just a TikTok, right?
Which I know a lot of people like would have their opinions on, but at the end of the day, it like TikTok, Vine, YouTube, like podcast, it doesn't matter. Content, good content, well-produced content is well-produced content.
Right.
And I feel like that video, like that took a creative idea, but also execution.
Right.
Right. And an understanding of editing, understanding of shooting, an understanding of comedic beats and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that we're in a world where even like something like TikTok is teaching people to do that stuff and teaching them to find the resources to be able to do it. You just said you're now using Premiere and After Effects?
Yeah, I learned After Effects because
it's so hard.
It's not too bad. I don't think
it's
do
so
like
hard. I
mean, I don't know, maybe it's just cuz I learned in Vegas and all of that, but I don't know, you throw on a YouTube tutorial and it's just like I just want to do like cool like zooms and swipes and all of that, and I just learned how to do that, and it's a lot of fun.
So that's awesome because you did that video, it cracked me up, but then also seeing like other videos you've made and other little things, it's just like I love that you're using a knowledge that you don't even have. You just have the knowledge of knowing where to find the knowledge on YouTube, finding tutorials and stuff to make video, to make your ideas come to life, even if they're 10 seconds at a time.
Right.
But if in your mind you see the zoom and the this and the that, then you're like, how do I make it happen? And then you look at the tutorials. It reminds me a lot of when I was first starting and learning all this stuff. But I just think it's so great that we're at a point that anybody can do that.
Yeah.
So easily. Everything's so readily available.
Yeah. The knowledge is just free and it's out there and it's just so easy to just get it and learn.
Yeah. Because nobody told you.
No.
Right? Like, nobody told you, hey, you should, like, video editing programs and this and this.
No. I've just seen, like, some videos. I'm like, I want to make stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I went and learned how to do it.
Hell.
And I did it.
Yes. I hope you keep doing it, too.
I will.
Because it's good.
Thank you.
It's real good.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue this interview, but first, I want to let you know about our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Quip. You guys have heard us talk about Quip for months, maybe even years at this point. It's an electric toothbrush, and it's going to change your life, just like it did mine and Barrett's and Greg Miller's and Nick Scarpino's and Kevin Coelho's, I think. The list goes on. Joey Noel, for sure. Gia Harris, for sure. Like, that's the thing. This toothbrush is affecting people's lives one mouth at a time. Here's the deal. There's a 2-minute timer. You put it in, it vibrates every 30 seconds so you know when to switch quadrants to get your mouth a nice, even clean. They are so good at keeping you on schedule that you know exactly how long you need to brush your teeth correctly, and then you'll never need to wonder. You'll never need to guess, when am I supposed to switch out my brush? Because every 3 months, they send you a new brush head. You just pop that thing on, and then it's party time once again. They also send you toothpaste to your door. You don't even need to think about ordering it again. It just does it for you. Wow. Refill packs. Who would have thought? Quip did. And thanks to them, my mouth is always very clean. That's why I love Quip and why it's perfect for getting back into a routine. I know a lot of people going back to school, back to college. You know what I mean? You want to be one of those cool kids. You have a cool looking toothbrush. My favorite thing about this, Barrett, talk about it all the time. There's the stand. There's the little stand. You flip it, turns into a carrying case.
It's really so easy. Sleek.
It's so easy to use. No wonder it's number one. I don't know what I'm talking about there. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's getquip.com/KFMS for your first refill pack free. You guys, just get Quip, man. What you doing with your lives? We got a ton of questions.
Okay.
From the best friends out there. This is the friend zone.
Ooh.
I don't have my contacts in.
Glasses on.
I need to use my shitty glasses. Kale Dolphin Corn, which I still can't believe is a name, writes in and says, if you had to choose either a job. Oh, by the way. If you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, if you are a bronze member or above, you can write in to the friend zone of We Have Cool Friends, and we will ask your questions to our cool friends. So, Kale Dolphin Corn says, if you had to choose either a job at Kind of Funny or a job at Funhouse, which would you pick?
I'm not a trader like Andy. I'll pick a job at Kind of Funny.
Hell yeah. That's the way you got to go, man. Yeah. No, I love Funhouse, though. What are your great thoughts on Funhouse?
I like them. I watch their Dude Soup podcast, and I watch the Filmhouse podcast on like my drives to work and the train station and all that.
Such a great group over there.
They're really funny over there.
Love them all.
Yeah.
Love them all.
They are great.
RR Champion Bell says, Chloe, it seems like the community has really taken a liking to you because you're awesome. How has the feedback from the community felt/affected you?
It's made me so happy. Like, I almost want to cry that people are just so positive. Like, even on like Reddit and YouTube, where like comments are known to just kind of be ugly and all of that, and it's just been people like, I love Chloe, I want to see her in more stuff, and I'm like, that gives me the confidence and motivation, like, yeah, okay, I want to keep doing this.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Andrew Francis, King Franchise himself, says, given your current age.
No.
What?
I said, oh no.
Oh. It's a good one. Given your current age, location, and career, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I've gotten this question asked by you guys a lot. And honestly, I don't have a really good, solid, profound answer. I'm just kind of taking it a day at a time. Like, content creation, probably.
The follow-up there is, where do you want to be in 5 years?
Where I want to be. Well, the cheesy, like, dream job answer would probably be somewhere like here.
Yeah?
Yeah,
100%. Fantastic. It's a good answer.
Yeah.
Like that answer.
I'd love to be here.
And then the follow-up question is, okay, how tall is Jake Gyllenhaal?
That is a wonderful song that you guys should all look up called How Tall is Jake Gyllenhaal? We'll never know.
There's a song?
There's a song. It's super catchy.
Is it a real song?
It's on Spotify. I think it's by Song A Day. How tall is Jake Gyllenhaal?
Kevin.
Can you please?
Not on the show, though, no? Right?
Why not?
Content.
It'll be fine. I need to know, how tall is Jake Gyllenhaal?
The thing is, we never get an answer in the song.
Oh.
We'll never know.
I still want to hear a little bit.
All right.
What's a song a day?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's a person that makes a song a day about whatever.
So what? Why is King Franchise asking you
so
about this?
So on my previous streams, I like to play music, and mm-hmm. sometimes that comes up. He's like, I hate this song. It's just super catchy, and other people in my chat just love it, so I'm like, I'm going to keep playing it.
That looks like it. I imagine it's that one, Kev. Up one.
Yeah.
Does this look right?
Maybe. It's muted.
Oh, good call. Good call. Is it?
This is it.
Okay, you can stop.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that
as
is.
As long as that's on your Spotify, so oh, great. Yeah. My pop up.
It
Who
is.
Who knows? Two-headed giant says, "What's your favorite Beast Wars Transformer and why?"
Oh my god.
Also, great job killing it this week.
Thank you. It's been a hot minute since I've seen Beast Wars. Oh my god.
Beast Wars is so good.
It's so good.
Is Rat Trap the best? I don't know. He could be. He's
it's
great.
Been so long. I don't know if I remember the characters. Like, yeah. Because there's like, it's not the usual cast.
No.
No.
Remember the Monterey?
Maximals.
Yeah.
The Mano Ray?
Yeah.
Depth Charge?
That's it. Depth Charge.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coolest fucking.
You're right, though. Like, Rat Trap was my boy. Yeah. Always. When we got into Beast Machines, which got real fucking weird.
Real weird.
Dude, but rewatching it as an adult, it's really fucking good.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
I swear to God.
Huh?
Tim, I'm looking at you right now telling you
it's Isn't great. There only like 12 episodes in Beast Machines?
I believe there are two seasons, but actually, you might be right. I'll look into it.
Yeah, I don't know. There were so many story elements that were really cool, but they just didn't add up. Like Rhinox being one of the bad guys, like the tank,
it's,
Tankor.
It's there's background to it. There's background. It makes way more sense as an adult where you're like listening to stuff and you're like, oh shit, it's an overreaction. Don't worry, you should watch it.
There was Night Scream, the bat.
Yeah.
That they ended up finding.
But
and
he
I
was a
really
natural. He was like a natural.
I feel like.
He was cool.
I feel like you'd want to fuck Night Scream.
I think you unlocked a memory.
Can you bring up?
Give me 1 second, all right?
Can you bring up Night Scream?
I'm still trying to figure out. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, because Night Scream was hot. Like, straight up.
Oh, shit.
So, if I'm saying
Yeah, he
that,
was some, like, Orlando Bloom-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was, like, the Orlando Bloom of Transformers.
Got, like, an image in my head. I wonder if it's who I'm thinking of.
He has this swoopy hair.
I gotta say, the toys sucked, though.
Yeah, his toys sucked.
He's pretty cool.
Why is it so small?
He's tiny.
Yeah. Look at them.
That's not him.
No, but I mean, that's all.
God, they're so ugly in
the
show.
The show is just so terrible to look at. But
awful toy.
Yeah.
But good story.
Yeah, there
he
is. Look at him.
He's cool. He's really cool.
God, I love him.
The werewolf.
Night Scream.
Okay, so Mitch Krassen says, how much of your show appearances and segments were planned ahead of time versus off the cuff? How did the rest of the Kind of Funny Office have to adapt to this?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if really anything was planned unless it was the day of and we were just putting together the Google Docs, but I think the robot thing was like the day before for KFAF.
Yeah, but Andy made that song.
He made that song and it, oh my God, we have all been singing that all week.
It's a slap. No, he did a good job with that. But yeah.
KFAF, you knew you were going to be on though when you
Yeah. Like, and me and Joey were kind of like throwing ideas at each other, like what we wanted to do.
But with like screencasts, I just casually asked you yesterday if you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had most things you knew you were going to be on, but there wasn't a plan. There wasn't like a thing.
No.
Like we knew going in for you that there was question on whether or not you were going to be on the podcast or on the shock mic or just like a little bit or whatever.
Yeah.
And we ended up just putting you on because we're like, fuck it, you're here.
Yeah.
We knew we wanted to end the whole trip with We Have Cool Friends to like
talk about the whole week and talk about it all.
But
yeah.
We knew you wanted an Explorers in KFAF for sure. But then yeah, screencast just kind of came up. And I'm happy you did. And party modes as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we wanted
modes.
To do that, but
oh yeah,
I'm happy we did.
I am so happy.
There was 26 episodes of Beast Machines.
Okay.
Now we know. Let's see. Well, Fendi writes in, and we already kind of covered this, but hey, Chloe, I was wondering how did you start, quote, making moves in the internet community and getting noticed? I'm an undergrad student studying engineering, but I want to get involved in the gaming / internet sphere. Thanks.
How do you get started?
And he says, by the way, whoever's hosting, feel free to answer. It's me, so I'll answer as well after you.
Okay. How do you start making moves? How did I even... things just kind of happened. You make a couple bad jokes on Twitter, it gets some retweets, you make a you make a TikTok, it gets some retweets, and you're like, oh my God, and suddenly I'm here.
You make a couple bad jokes on Twitter, and here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah, no, but I think, and we elaborated on this a second ago, but that bad jokes turned into you being like, oh, I want to make a video, and then you learn how to make that video. It's the same advice we always give is just do it. You did it.
You just have to
and
do it.
And if you don't know how, figure it out. Exactly. Maybe that is the it that you need to do is just learn how to make the visions in your head a reality.
Yeah.
And put them out there. Mm-hmm. And put them out there again and again and again. And you might not ever get a tweet that gets more retweets than the General Grievous one. Yeah. But that's fine.
That's fine.
It doesn't need to.
No, you're learning. You're what do the people like? What do they not like?
What have you learned that they don't like?
Oh man. I don't really. They kind of like jokingly not like a lot of the things I put, but it's like I can tell they do secretly like it. So I'm like, all right, lean into it. They love it. People love it.
I enjoy you a lot.
Thank you.
I feel like you are such a unique person compared to anyone that I've met. That is just like you have your brand that is weird.
Yeah.
But it's like it doesn't feel like the fetishizing. Robots
like
is creepy or weird or like try hard.
Yeah,
it's effortless. And I already did. And like that is it's mind blowing to me because it's like there's such a you're in this weird little bubble of protection.
Yeah,
that like I feel like there could be so much scrutiny around, but for some reason you just your personality and just the way you carry yourself. Like do you agree with that, Kev?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate him so much. I ask him about you.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to ask me. You were going, yeah.
Wes Bray says, could Chloe please explain her bot account? It's been confusing me all week.
My bot account, at Chloe eBooks.
Which is the best fucking name for it.
Thank you. It was modeled after like the horse eBooks Twitter, you know? Yeah, that was also a weird account. It was during that week, like when Endgame first came out, like early. And I couldn't see it until like that Sunday night. And I'm like, I have to stay away from the internet. So I like found like a couple of like, coding programs and I taught myself how to do the code to make the stupid tweets based on my own. And it puts out gold.
Yeah.
All the time. And it's also, I feel like it's getting sentient.
Yeah.
Because it's tweeting stuff about like, Kind of Funny laughs at me on a daily basis. And I'm like, I'm here at Kind of Funny. How does it know?
I love it, though. I like that. That was the thing is like we saw your bot and we talked about it in the Explorers because it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
And then the Cool Greg bot became a
thing.
And
that happened.
And that thing is definitely sentient.
Oh, it has to be,
and
right?
And it's just like it's just like a weird world where these bots, I want those bots to be friends.
I know.
You know?
I should follow Cool Greg's bot for my bot.
We'll set them up.
Yeah, there we go.
Russell, like robot loving.
Yes.
So have you thought about like your bot being a robot?
It's like my child.
Oh, okay.
And it's also like an evil version of me. And somehow more chaotic.
Yeah.
Which is a little
scary. So it's the
scary.
Chaotic evil.
It's the chaotic evil version of me. Yes,
wow.
You're right.
Wow. What? Terrifying. Why did you go with that profile picture for that?
I just, sometimes I'm bored laying on my bed. I'm like, I'm going to take dumb selfies with the filters. And it's like the hearts. I'm like, you know, I like how my eyebrows look in it. So I'm like, I'm going to use it.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Eyebrow it up.
Yeah.
Colin Davis says, I got two questions for you. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the biggest thing you learned over the past week? And do you ever see yourself working for a company like Kind of Funny one day? Or something else entirely? P.S. Thank you for the Grievous TikTok video. I've probably watched it 1,000 times.
You're
and then
very
1,000
welcome.
More.
It makes me so happy every time people say they watch it every day. Oh, God. I love it.
I don't watch it every day. I do watch it. Like, that is one of those things when I hang out with friends that I haven't seen for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, this sounds weird, but it's like, when you do what we do and you see your friends, they're like, what? They expect you to have the answers to weird questions like, what's going on the internet?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think you ask anyone else that, but here's the General Grievous TikTok video.
Yeah.
Because that's usually my answer to people.
Okay.
Because it's good. And everyone, like, I haven't shown that video to anyone that didn't like it.
I love
that. A lot
that.
Of people don't get it.
That's fine.
But fuck them. They still laugh.
They laugh. That's all I need. That's all I need. What I've learned. I like in seeing how the process goes of like planning the shows, but I also really like seeing like the setup and you've got all the wires and the cameras and but
there's a lot of wires and cameras.
But it's really cool, like the flow of like, okay, on camera, off camera, talk to the people, go off camera, put...
Talk to the people, you mean like subs, resubs,
like the subs and resubs in the chat, yeah. And then you go back, do the thumbnails, edit together, put it on Patreon, and it goes out.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's crazy how like fast you guys do that. There's a lot of it. Like as soon as you guys get off camera, everyone's quiet because we're all working.
Yep.
And it's really cool to see that.
It's fun stuff.
It's really fun.
What are you eating, Kev?
You're going to eat my Swedish fish, are you?
It's a Greek salad with extra lamb.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Very fucking good.
Cool. Okay. So those were the questions we got over on Patreon.
Okay.
But I also put the question out on Twitter
to see
what we got for you.
Okay.
Blessing writes in and says, "Mary fuck kill, Rafe Adler, Jake Gyllenhaal, and General Grievous." Who is Rafe Adler?
He's the bad guy from Uncharted 4.
I was about to make a joke about, is it the Ray from Uncharted 4? But no, it is the Ray from Uncharted 4.
From Uncharted 4.
Is he the one that has my hair?
Yeah. Love him.
Yeah.
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 Oh, no. I like
him a lot. Mary fuck Hill.
Oh, no.
This is it.
They know this will hurt me.
Yeah.
Like, it physically hurts. Oh, God.
Well, General Grievous would probably hurt the most. Physically.
Yeah.
Metal wiener. Does he have a wiener, though?
There's fan fiction.
There's fan fiction. Have you ever?
No.
What? Hold on. What?
Have I?
I didn't ask the question.
I don't know if it was going to be read or
saying,
write.
What were you saying no to?
I was.
Oh, read or write.
Yeah.
Have you done either?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't fully trust you.
Don't. Okay. You don't believe me. That's
have you?
Fine.
Have you ever Googled General Grievous, like nude?
No. He doesn't wear any clothes in the movie though.
Have you ever, like, Googled General Grievous' dick or anything? Nothing weird?
No, I'm not that weird about it. People think I'm that weird about it, and I like people to think I'm that weird about it. It's funny,
okay.
But...
Okay. Yeah?
Okay.
What'd you...
Anything come up? Very funny.
This is what happens here, kind of funny.
I just felt Grievous.
Yeah.
I would... Oh, God, the thing is, the kill part that hurts. If it was, like... Mary fuck kiss? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. How about...
I mean, let's start off easy. Who would you marry?
Who would I marry? Rafe, Jake Gyllenhaal, General Grievous. Let's marry Jake Gyllenhaal.
Because he's real.
He's real.
Yeah, that's probably a good life choice.
Yeah, he's a real man.
He's crazy. There's no rule 34 for this asshole.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, under the word dick.
Oh.
What do we do here? What the hell do we do? Okay, who would you fuck?
Who would I fuck? Oh, man. He should have gave me a different one because Jake Gyllenhaal and Rafe Adler look so similar.
Yeah.
It's like who I would cast in an Uncharted 4 movie.
Exactly.
I guess I'll just have to kill Rafe since I already married Jake Gyllenhaal.
Were you killing Rafe?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh shit. All right, you guys can do the math on that.
That hurt to say.
You guys can
why not?
Do the math on that.
It could hurt.
So now we got some more. We got Chelsea, B. Dunkle made herself one of the Chicken Squad.
One of the Chicken Squad.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh my God, there's so many now. No, it's not Hercules, because I didn't grow up with Hercules. I didn't watch that until like...
So what'd you grow up with?
I mean, I did watch Disney. Hercules was not one of them.
Hold on.
Hercules came out the year you were born.
What day is your birthday?
May 15th.
Okay. Hold on a second. I need to figure something out.
Okay.
When did Mulan come out?
That came out in 98.
Which you were born in 98.
I was born in 98.
Okay. You are 1 month older than Mulan.
Wow. Got that.
Time bothers me a lot.
Oh, no.
That's insane. You're younger than Super Mario 64.
I am.
Super Mario 64 is to you what Super Mario 3 is to me. That's crazy.
Wow. Time is weird.
But, okay. So, Disney movies then. Like, what did you grow up with?
I watched... Tarzan and like A Bug's Life constantly, all the time.
Shout out to Flick.
Oh, yeah. I love those movies so much. So I would probably say like Tarzan, right? Yeah. I really like that. I still, it's got some real bangers on it.
Dude, Phil Collins.
Phil
man.
Collins. Oh.
Sound of an era.
So great. Yeah.
Tarzan?
Literally the song that Paula and her dad had danced to, right?
Aw.
Yeah.
At the wedding.
That's nice. Lady and the Tramp is another good one.
Yeah, so that's real OG.
Yeah.
You know, there's a new one coming out.
Oh, yeah, live action. Oh, the live action one.
We'll Day see. One with Disney Plus.
We'll see how that is.
Yeah. It's going to be like a made for TV movie.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. The cast is great. Tessa Thompson.
That's lady. True. I love her.
So, that could be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Neo Aoshi says, which Oreo is the best Oreo?
I think just the OG Oreo or double stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
In my older age, mm-hmm. I've realized I preferred the original over the double stuffed.
Fair enough.
Do you agree, Kev?
No?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do. Why'd
the mic take longer that time than normal?
Well, I muted it while I'm eating.
Got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good
call. But,
a lot of respect there.
Yeah. The red velvet, hands Ooh. Down, best Oreo that's out there.
Mm.
That's also good. But
it's so good. But really, I just like eating the chocolate crackers, so.
I also really like the white chocolate-covered ones.
White fudge-covered Oreos?
Yeah.
Wow.
Throw those in the fridge, get them out later. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, man. That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it is. Do it.
Oh, my God. Let's see. A lot of Disney questions and a lot of General Grievous questions. I feel like they know. There's a lot of Disney princess talk and Grievous talk.
Interesting. I feel like...
I'm just going to ask a question here that we can workshop.
Okay.
General Grievous and a Disney princess. Who should we match make? Like, who would get along with Grievous the most?
I mean, like, Belle was the one that fell in love with the Beast, right? So yeah. That's probably, like, everyone else was, like, another, just a human guy.
Yeah, and Grievous is all sickly. You know what I mean? Like, he needs someone there to, like, help him take his meds and stuff.
Yeah,
I feel
exactly.
like Belle would be pretty
I think
pretty
Belle would
good
be good for
that.
Yeah, right.
We solved the problem,
we
ladies
did
and
it.
Gentlemen. let's see. What's your favorite place to eat pizza? This comes from Easy Ethan. Is it Lou's, Giordano's, or those are Chicago pizza places?
Go-to's probably Luminati's.
Luminati's?
Yeah.
There's a place called Luminati's that sells pizza?
Yeah, it's like Lou. I think there's an L in the
Lou. Lou.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Lou's.
Oh, yeah, Lou's. I think that's what, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good one.
But someone should have an Illuminati pizza place. That'd be dope, too.
Yeah. That's also true. Let's get on that.
And can you imagine the logo?
It's like
it's
a
the
pizza
triangle,
slice.
But it's the pizza slice.
Oh, my God.
I also don't know why I did a triangle that way.
No,
but what? Tom G says, what's your favorite horror movie?
I am not a horror fan. They scare me. I'm a big baby.
Me too.
But probably, like, I think... The only one I watched and like was actually, okay, that was really cool. It Follows.
Mm.
Oh, nice.
That was a really cool one. Still scares me. The part where the tall guy comes through the door?
Nuh-uh.
I don't like that.
Thank you.
Tristan says, what's the best Star Wars movie?
it's Revenge of the Sith, obviously. It's for General Grievous only.
God. God. Did you hear that we solved the world peace problem?
No. Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. General Grievous and Belle would be the best couple.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because Belle's going to take care of his medication needs.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel, Joey?
It's a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
God, yeah, you really have a brand.
I have a brand.
Alex Johnson says, would you ever want a robot limb?
Nah. I like admiring robots. Not for myself. Just for other people.
Yeah. What's your favorite city you've been to? Chris Hollis wants to know.
Oh my gosh. What have I been to? Let's see. London was okay. it was all right. It's European, you know.
I'm not a big London fan.
No, it's all right. Chicago. It's fun. I like it there. It's clean.
Yeah.
But I like.
Did you ever play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
I did not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I always wondered how similar the Chicago level in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 was to the actual city.
I'll have to play it now.
I don't know.
It's probably
like,
super
that's
similar.
My thing is, like, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, they make, like, the Disneyland versions mm-hmm. of cities uh-huh. where it's all condensed. And every time I go to a city, I'm like, oh, Tony Hawk did it right.
Nice.
Tony Hawk
himself. You know what? Austin.
Yeah?
I love Austin.
Austin's fantastic.
Austin's really cool.
It is hot, but it's fantastic.
I like the hot weather.
All right. Lily Mason wants to know, if you were to put the KF team into high school cliques, which ones would they belong in?
Oh, my God. That is...
Just go for it.
Man.
Hurt us.
Like, my... I want to just immediately see, like, you guys are all nerds. You're all in the nerd class. You're all in the nerd clique.
I did not expect that to be the answer. You guys are all nerds.
Nick's going to be so mad.
What clique would you say you're in?
I was never really, like, in a clique. And I'm also, like, a nerd. But, like, I had, like, two friends in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know. It's just us.
Yeah.
We just needed a little squad.
The you click?
The me click.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Joey, what would be your answer there?
What clicks to put us all in?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I mean, am I going like our current selves?
I mean, you could do some retroactive storytelling.
Okay.
In your head of like, how'd we get to be the monsters we are?
I feel like Barrett and Kevin and Cool Greg would be like hanging out under the bleachers just smoking all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where they are. Kevin seems pleased with that.
Kevin's real okay. Stoked about all that.
All right, yeah.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, Andy would have been the cool guy in a band that everybody loved.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Nick would be the guy that graduated like 2 years ago but still hangs out with the high schoolers.
Oh, loser. I love it. Wait, did he peak in high school?
Yeah, maybe. We'll retcon his story for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he didn't peak in high school.
We'll retcon this Nick for that.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not saying the actual Nick.
Because that's not
actual. Yeah, I understand. But I just feel like in my headcanon of Nick retroactive history is like he didn't peak in high school. Like he peaked in college probably.
Mm.
But like not high school. There has to be a difference.
I feel like peaked in high school. That's why he's hanging out with all the high school.
I feel like Greg would have been the overachiever,
mm-hmm.
and just like too much, too many things.
Yeah,
wants to do it. Wants to get straight A's. Wants to be the class president. Mm-hmm. All that.
He's class
stuff.
President for sure.
Yeah, you know I can see that.
Where would I put you? Where'd I put Tim?
No,
I feel like Tim's the one that's friends with everyone.
Hmm.
Like, he hasn't pissed anybody off.
Okay.
Nobody hates Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes Tim. Everybody knows that being friends with Tim is advantageous.
Mm.
I'm the Mario in Mario Kart.
Well.
Said it before.
I don't know what that means.
I'll say it again.
You know what
average
means.
In every way.
Yeah. I think that's what I do.
Yeah. Good. And what about you?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet.
Part of the book club, maybe?
Yes.
There you go.
Because cool kids read, Kevin.
Yeah.
No, they don't, nerd.
Sure they do.
What's the last book you read?
What was the last book I read? I think I reread the Percy Jackson series most
you're
recently.
A fucking liar.
That's true. I pulled them out,
you're a fucking liar.
I pulled them out
nobody's
of my basement because I want to read them.
Uh-huh. Like, I like the movies.
Terrible. Yeah. God awful. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man.
Drew. Too feist, too furious, says, of all the questions you've been asked, what's your favorite?
I mean, they've all been like the General Grievous ones.
Mm-hmm.
God. I actually really like the one about like how the community makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Except that's really sweet.
It's a good one.
It is.
Chelsea, again, writes in.
Okay.
We all know she wants to fuck General Grievous.
Jesus Christ.
But what about human characters?
Rafe Adler from Uncharted 4.
Yeah. Give us some new. Give us some, like, hot exclusive.
Hot exclusive. What do I have?
Like, you have a chance right now to rebrand yourself.
I do.
You know, to add something to your...
You don't sound excited about that.
Your whole...
I know.
To the legacy that is Chloe.
Oh, my God. What? What do I know? I'm trying to think of, like, anything else that I watch that's not Transformers or Star Wars or Revenge of the Sith.
That's it.
Or something that doesn't have
you imagine being a person that only watches the Transformers movies and Star Wars Episode 3.
You found a person, it's me.
God, you are such a unique human being. All right. Well, you can think about that. Okay. Another question here is like Salvatore says, what are your top five Transformers?
Starscream. Shockwave.
Dope as fuck.
He's so cool. Like Optimus Prime. Wait,
movie Shockwave or like non-movie Shockwave?
I also like Transformers Prime Shockwave.
Okay, good. Because fuck movie Shockwave. Fuck that's movie not Shockwave.
No, it's not. Lie. He's got a worm. Well, he's
joke wave.
He fucking got him.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Oh, man. Starscream, Shockwave, Optimus. He's not like a weird like sexual thing, though.
He's a daddy.
He's like a dad.
That sounds weird.
I used to say Optimus was my dad. Yeah. That used to be my thing.
Exactly.
In high school. Yeah. I was a cool kid.
There you go.
Oh, you were.
You were so cool. Yeah. Transformers do I have? Oh my god. How did I immediately just blank on everybody? You know, Bumblebee is like my son. He's so cute. Yeah. I love him. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Soundwave.
Yeah. So fucking dope.
So cool.
Me and Kev tried to legally change my name a long time ago to Optimus.
Optimus. I so love that. Tim.
But like, so what's it short for?
Did we try Optimus? Or did we look it up and we're like, that's too much?
We just realized there's too much work. That's try. I think about it a lot, though. Of like,
when you get married, though, you could do it.
No,
so that's what people say. Is it, I don't think it works that way.
Guys, I tried. You can't legally change your name to whatever. Yeah. I tried to get rid of my middle name. Didn't work.
Oh, no.
Like, I really want to do it.
But how did Jeff do it? He changed his middle name.
Maybe different states.
Did he change it? Or I thought he was born that way.
No,
maybe
it's Maybelline.
What's his middle name?
I think he had a different last name. I don't think it was Ramsey.
Is it?
His middle name's Laser.
Yeah, I don't think he had that all the
It's not Trouble? Time. Or Danger?
No. But yeah, like if anyone has any info to help me, I want to legally change my name to Optimus because I'd be hella
good. I mean, it's a process. It just takes time and it's like, kind of annoying.
Should absolutely do it though. It's worth it.
It'd be great.
Oh yeah.
What would you change your name to?
Clobot.
Clobot. There we go. There we go.
Clobot.
Well, this wraps up your stay here.
Yeah.
That kind of funny. This fun week. I'm sure you'll be back at some point to do stuff. We're going to see you soon in London.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't wait for
governor,
that.
All of that stuff. Is there any like closing statements you want to make?
Go watch Transformers. Dark of the Moon. It's my favorite.
Here's the thing. Before I let you go, I want to say Dark of the Moon. I'll never forget we left that theater and everyone in the group absolutely hated it. And I understand why. I understand their criticisms. But I will say, that movie, there are four separate things they do that I absolutely fucking loved.
Yeah.
There's the highway chase scene where it like Bumblebee like transforms in slow-mo and like lets Sam out. And it's like crazy ass shit.
Transforms back
with
into
the Lambos going and stuff. Yeah. Like that was super cool.
Really dope.
There's the scene where the city gets destroyed. When Chicago gets destroyed. And like it gets dark, and when they start playing the Linkin Park song for that movie, I've never seen city destruction on that level before.
Right?
Where it's just like, wow, they really just fucked this place up.
Yeah.
There are probably millions of people dead.
100%.
And like, they nailed it.
They did.
They nailed the like, well, these aliens came and fucked things up.
Yeah.
And the way they dealt with it from there was cool. Mm-hmm. Then there was the prisoner scene where they kill the Einstein guy.
The Einstein guy. I think his name is Q.
Q.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's like, it should have been Wheeljack, but it's like, they fucking like hold a gun to his head and he's begging for his life.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, he's like, please, I'll do anything. Just don't do it. Don't do it. And then they fucking shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
And then Bumblebee like winces and it's just like, damn, guys.
Yeah.
And there's like robo blood, like fucking engine oil, like popping out.
Like that scene is like the scene from the song plays. It's called No Prisoners, No Trophies or something like that. Only Trophies.
Which is a dope-ass line.
That's metal as fuck.
But, like, don't fucking do that shit.
You're right.
You know? Yeah. And then there's the final scene that is, like, the final battle where it's Sentinel versus Optimus and Megatron together.
Yeah.
And, like, we get the swooping, like, one shot of all the Transformers fighting. So I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
It's so dope.
But, yeah, there's a lot of bad in that movie as well. It's but I feel like that one gets undue hate because people hated 2 so much.
Right. And they just, like, no, it's not good. I'm like, at least give it a chance. It's good.
Which one's the one where the one robot gives his life and becomes like extra? Oh,
it's 2.
You mean Jetfire?
Jetfire. Yeah, Jetfire.
Gives up and becomes Optimus's
backpack. For like two minutes, right?
Yeah.
And then he drops it.
And he's like,
why
drops
wouldn't
it.
You just keep that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
is useful.
He doesn't want his backpack. It's time for form back to school shopping.
Chloe, where can people find you?
They can find me at twitter.com/EchoChloe. They can find me at EchoChloe anywhere. Twitch.tv, Instagram.com, all of that good stuff.
It has been an absolute pleasure having you this week. Thank you very much for putting up with our bullshit.
Thank you for having me.
For you know, being cool, contributing, doing all that stuff, for being a best friend, all that stuff.
It's been my pleasure.
Until next time, I love you.